Hey there. Let's dive into this Bitcoin bear market. What's really going on here? Nick Puckrin, CEO of CoinBureau, has some sharp insights. He's not just looking at crypto, but the whole macroeconomic picture.
Absolutely. Central banks have been hiking interest rates like mad to fight inflation. That's tightened liquidity globally, making money harder to come by. Bitcoin, being a risk asset, gets hit hard when capital is scarce.
Right. And this isn't just a random dip. It's a bear market, which Puckrin says is more about consolidation than panic. Think of it as a stress test for the network, weeding out weak projects and overleveraged players, right?
Exactly. It's like a filter. The market's getting stronger by eliminating the noise. But here's the kicker. Bitcoin is still tied to the global economy. It's not fully decoupled from inflation, rates, or geopolitical risks.
That's a big shift. People used to think Bitcoin was immune to macro trends, but Puckrin is saying it's deeply connected. Innovation is key, but price is still shaped by real-world factors.
True. The bear market isn't just a correction, it's a recalibration. It's aligning the market with the health of the broader financial system.
Now let's shift gears. There's this ideological divide in the Bitcoin community. Puckrin calls them speculators and ideologues. Two very different mindsets shaping the market.
Speculators see Bitcoin as a high-risk, high-reward asset. They're all about ETFs, institutional adoption, and short-term gains. Their focus on quick profits can fuel volatility.
And then there are the ideologues, those who care more about Bitcoin's core principles: decentralization, censorship resistance, and being a hedge against traditional systems. For them, price is secondary to network security.
That's a huge difference. Speculators might push prices up with news, but ideologues, they're more about hodling and long-term resilience. It's like two separate worlds colliding.
That tension creates a volatile market. Short-term swings versus long-term fundamentals. It's why Bitcoin's price can zigzag wildly.
Exactly. The divide isn't just philosophical, it's shaping real market behavior. Speculators chase trends, ideologues stick to principles.
Now, looking ahead to 2026, Puckrin thinks the path will depend on two things: macroeconomic conditions and how this ideological split evolves.
First up, the 2024 halving. That's when Bitcoin's block reward cuts in half. Historically, it's been a catalyst for bull runs, but it's not a guarantee. It depends on what's happening with liquidity and investor sentiment at the time.
Right. If central banks start cutting rates by 2026 to avoid a recession, that could inject fresh capital into risk assets. Combine that with the halving supply reduction, and you've got a recipe for a new bull market.
And don't forget the ecosystem maturing. Institutional adoption and clearer regulations could stabilize Bitcoin's position. But Puckrin warns it's not a straight line. Volatility will stay, thanks to those speculators and ideologues clashing.
The bear market isn't a dead end, it's a test of resilience. For the network, it's about strengthening fundamentals. For investors, it's about balancing short-term moves with long-term goals.
Exactly. The next phase of growth requires navigating both macroeconomic shifts and the ideological landscape. It's not about predicting the future, but adapting to it.
Let's wrap this up. Key takeaways: Bitcoin's price is tied to global trends, liquidity is a wild card, and that ideological split keeps the market unpredictable.
And the 2026 outlook: it's a potential inflection point. But success depends on weathering volatility and aligning with both macroeconomic trends and the evolving Bitcoin community.
For those committed to Bitcoin's long-term vision, the path to 2026 is about resilience, adaptation, and staying grounded in its core principles.
And remember, bear markets aren't the end. They're the setup for the next big climb. Stay curious, stay informed, and keep an eye on the big picture.